Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on Levita Burden, date of birth 9/15/1973, date of procedure March 22nd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Golcher, referring physician is Dr. Medarada. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare. Cold biopsy colectomy and cold snare colectomy, cold biopsies. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, iron deficiency anemia. Description: procedure and false consent was obtained. Three possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or extensive patient care. The patient is brought to an endoscopy placement in the lateral position sedated as per anesthesia service with moderate anesthesia care. A well-lubricated lymphocytic gas scope is introduced into the esophagus and then direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Very careful examination made of the vulnerable second portion of the duodenum. Symmetry junction esophagus, or retroflexia is obtained in the cardiac period. A resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient then turned around in left lateral position as a direct exam is around a well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is then by the presence of the appendiceal or cecal valve, comments of the pulse period. Careful examination made of the cecum, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period, retroflex, who is obtained in the rectum period, Boston Bell prep score was graded as a. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus period on a remarkable disease line was regular at 40 centimeters shown by a black neckline. The gastric cardia, there was no adjustment erythematous patch at the gastric cardia. Common biopsies were obtained in this area for histology. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema that was mild. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line, duodenum to D2 appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained through a lead celiac disease. The ampulla was normal appearing period. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, there were two ascending colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters and with a cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were two descending colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. These were diminutive in size. Next line, there was rectosigmoid with what appeared to be melanosis coli, comma. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan. Follow up by pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, if patient is found to be iron deficiency anemia on labs, would recommend PLCAM for further evaluation. Next line, follow up in office as per receipt schedule. Thank you.